listening to Comedy Bloon FM.
The only show to give you wow.
All right. Oh, yes, indeed. It's fucking working. Fucking brilliant. Right, hello, and welcome to Comedy Bloon FM. First off, I'd just like to apologise that the website looks like someone smeared a fucking turd all over the web, but Technical Derek's a bit of a fucking mong.
Thank you for the show of gratitude for all of my hard work, Mark.
Hard fucking work? You copied half the code off a school tutorial website, you cunt.
I'm sure that your efforts would be magisterial in comparison.
Look, I'm the fucking beauty and you're the fucking boffin, alright? Can't you just sort it out?
And what do you think I'm trying to do?
Alright, just fucking get on with it, alright? Anyway, excuse me, you're listening to the very first Comedy Bloon FM podcast, which isn't as long as it should have been due to some technical difficulties with the PRS payments, but we are going to rectify that in future episodes. But coming up in today's show, we've got Mystery Theatre, the very first edition of our soap opera The Pub, An Animal in a Cave, and all the very best tips on fingering women. But first off, it's time for one lucky punter to win cash aplenty in
Super Money Quiz.
That's right, back once more with Super Money Quiz with me, Mark Smart. It's your chance to win up to and including £5 by just answering some questions. That's all you've got to do. Phone up, get on the air, win some cash. Online today, we've got Ken Wood.
Hiya, Mark.
All right, Ken, and where are you from?
I'm from Chorlton.
Chorlton. Now, is it true that we've actually spoken before?
Yeah, that's right. I used to work on the customer helpline for a very popular and well-known hemorrhoid treatment, and of course, you were a very regular caller.
Yeah, oh, I think this is some kind of student prank here,
yeah, of
listeners.
Course. Do you remember that time you found out you'd actually got the applicator stuck?
We haven't really got very much time, Ken, so...
Okay, all right.
Do you know the rules?
I'm ready.
Excellent stuff. Okay, here we go. Josh, have we got 60 seconds on the clock?
Yeah, hang on. 59.6.7.8.9. Yep, there you go. 60 seconds. Bang on.
Okay, Ken, here we go with question numero uno. A famous footballer turned populist TV presenter is Ian...
Right.
Correct. What's another name for ritual?
Right.
Correct. What would you normally do on paper?
Right.
Bang on. What would a puppy normally do on paper?
Defecate.
What would a conservative government do on paper?
Lower taxes and increase public services.
Correct. And what would a conservative government do in practice?
Defecate.
Absolutely spot on. What are mathematicians preoccupied with?
Maths.
Excellent. Where did Germans come from? Germans.
Germany.
Well done. Tricky one. I don't think I'd have got that. What kind of car was Herbie the Love Bug?
The Volkswagen Beetle.
Bang on. What do footballers' wives generally marry?
Retards.
That's right. What would happen if you put an ice cream in the oven?
Melt.
Is the correct answer. And there you go. That little sound there means our time is up. Josh, how many was that exactly?
It was 11.
11, excellent. So, total you winnings? £1.10. How do you feel about that, William?
It barely covers the cost of the phone call, actually.
Brilliant. It's been fantastic having you on the show.
Yeah, I really hope your grapes clear up soon. Not.
That was Super Money Quiz.
Discover a new kind of soul.
Comedy Bloom. Toasting pizzas, 30p at Richley Mini Market.
Hey yo, check 1, 2, this is Flavor Flav, and you are listening to Mark Smart, right here on the Comedy Balloon, kid.
And I think that it's really great. I live in Levantium, and I think that it's really great. There are cats and children on our happy streets at play. When I'm in Levantium, I shit my cares away. consume, and I think that it's really cool. I live in Levenshulme, where pensioners eat gruel. There are no Aspos here, we're all so well behaved. All of our good townsfolk smartly dressed and freshly shaved. Kids are often found assisting the police. Everyone's intelligent and nobody's a beast. I live in Levenshulme and I think that it's really ace. There is more wonder here than all of outer space. I love you, M19, your star will never fade. I'll tuck my pants inside my socks, it's sure to get me laid.
Morosi there, and I Live in Levenshulme from the album Ham is Horrid. Okay, you're listening to the very first Comedy Balloon FM podcast, and we want your involvement. So if you've got any thoughts, comments or requests, then you can email mark at comedyballoonfm.co.uk. And I'd just like to say, I really would love to hear from you. There are special prizes for the funniest email, which I'll be telling you all about in just a minute.
I'm Dave Turquoise, and you're listening to Comedy Balloon FM, the home of Manchester comedy.
For fuck's sake, Derek, what's happening?
As I've repeatedly told you, Mark, our PC isn't fast enough to simultaneously play back and record audio whilst I'm trying to update the website and figure out the file transfer protocol software.
Jesus, look, we're supposed to have launched the first podcast last fucking Friday.
Yes, and we would have been on track if somebody hadn't have infected the computer with viruses from pornographic websites, Mark.
Right, yeah. Anyway, it's Comedy Balloon FM podcast number one, and it's now time for us to take the very first satirical look at today's newspapers. Oh, what's fucking happening now?
The central processing unit's overheating.
You're making it up. Show me the fucking screen. Right.
I'll just have to stop the recording and reboot, I'm afraid.
Well, just give me 5 more minutes then.
It's looking rather critical.
Not as fucking critical as the listeners are going to be if I don't do some proper old school Oxbridge satire.